You have one coming into your midst in this time, one who is called John, who has been spoken of as one who will establish a new order of things. What is meant by a new order of things? Let us attempt to describe it in this manner. All that you know of science and technology in your day is a science and technology based upon fear, rooted in fear, meaning this. The relationships between you are established on a basis of competitiveness, as if two of you had reached for a single grape at the same moment and had realized that if he takes that grape, I do not have it for myself. In that moment of belief that your interests compete with mine, there was established on this earth a fear-based relationship between individuals, established those thousands of years ago when man began to defend himself against man, when neighbor against neighbor believed that their personal interests compete. In the day when that occurred in history, the law of one became the law of duality, or of separateness, or of selfishness, the law of fear. In the day that man began to fear man, his neighbor, instead of realizing that which is in my best interest is also in your best interest, and our best interests do not compete, therefore there is not a reason for me to live in fear of you. If there were not such fear, as the ruling order of relationships between you, that which rules your relationships with one another, fear-based, worried that you will not accept me, you will not love me, you will not act in my best interests. Even in the moment when one meets another to shake hands, there is in the solar plexus, in the heart, the little tinge of worry, of fear. What will this one, that one, think of me? So pervasive is this energy of fear ruling the relationships between you that it has pervaded all your institutions, from your churches to your schools to your government, and has become the basis for your science and technology. Technology, then, all of your science of this day, is based upon the principle of destroying matter to release its energy, with the idea in mind of supporting life. Now listen to that philosophy carefully. Your science is based upon a belief that that which lives must die in order to release living energy to support life. It doesn't even sound reasonable, does it? It is a technology of death and destruction. All of your energy sources that you use for fuel, all these are produced by the breakdown of matter, taking life out in order to attempt to support life, producing death to support life. We speak of a very, very basic violation of law built solidly into the infrastructure of your science and technology, the way you live in your day and time. When we say that one will come who will bring the new order of things, we speak of simply this, that there is one to come among you who will introduce a very simple vital formula for a new technology, a technology of a new age. This is, in reality, a reinstituting of an ancient technology, for there was a time on this planet when it was possible to move about the planet in ships, ships that flew by a principle, the principle which allows stone to float in the air. Now, the idea of floating stones in the air seems rather odd to your thinking in this time, but let us point out these things. The monument you call the Great Pyramid of Giza was built by floating stones in the air. Now that sounded strange when it was spoken from these records many years ago. Yet recently it has been discovered That ceramic material, being a superconductor, when lowered in temperature, causes a piece of stone, a slate, a ceramic, to float by the magnetic field produced within them. This is observable in your laboratories in this day and time, right now, today. The qualities of superconductive ceramics begins to demonstrate the principles we speak of stones floating in the air. Now we speak of that in this way, that discovering these materials, these new relationships between materials, will allow your technology to discover that ships may fly not only through the air, but through the earth and water as easily. You are beginning to realize in your technology that your body is not so solid as it had seemed, that the space between the molecules and the atoms could easily accommodate the spaces between the molecules of the earth. And so, as your understanding of physics is just slightly altered, to see the earth as it is, to see the relationships between the bodies as they are, so your new technology will allow for the communication of lines of force not around the earth in satellites and such. In such a ridiculous system as circling the globe for communication with the opposite side, when through the use of the superconductivity of the inner mantle of the earth, communication can be passed from this side of the earth to the other without time lapse, by using the mantle of superconductivity. The energies that are now passed in the atmosphere around the earth from one side to the other can be passed through it, and so can travel be accomplished in a similar manner, moving through the earth. The establishment of the new order of things depends upon a simple formula for the introduction of the principle of accessing energy at its point of entry, rather than accessing energy by the breakdown of matter that forces it to release the energy that gave it life. This simple formula for the revolution of science will make energy available in such a way as to make all current science obsolete overnight. All of the current means of production of energy become obsolete in the moment that it is discovered that energy is so available about you upon the surface of the earth that it can be accessed without the destruction of natural resources. And so the atmosphere of the earth can be made to provide electricity freely, without the breakdown of matter, and without the enormous cost, and with the availability to each person of the freedom of energy about him. Such instruments will be invented as a great ion generator that could gather from the city about you the destructive materials that you call smog, to be attracted to such a generator and this material collected and recycled to the earth. Such instruments will be invented as anti-gravity devices, as instruments for moving into what has been termed hyperspace. All these instruments, which sound like advanced technology, but which are simple understandings of the blending of the interests of life with life, living in a natural manner upon the planet. These formulas for a new science are the establishment of a new order of things. Let us attempt to say it in very simple words, for it has been said by Tamasama, by the prophets who have come before you, live simply and in harmony with the earth, and that which is needed as a basis of life will be provided. You have heard that there was a civilization called Atlantis, that it was an advanced civilization with an advanced technology. Yet you have not found, as a result of that civilization, You have not found hybridized materials. You have not found metal alloys. You have not found evidence of technology that suggests a science out of harmony with nature. Why? Is it because there were no flying ships? It is not. It is because those flying ships were harmonious with nature, and that what you find of the remnants of that civilization will appear very much as natural substances on the earth. The technology that is in harmony with the earth should not leave debris that will not break down and harmonize with the surface of the earth. Now we take the time to speak of all these words to you for this reason. There is a bit of frustration here among us who speak from these records, for we are not allowed to pass to you this simple formula of which we speak. We are not allowed, because we are not allowed from these planes to interfere in the laws, in the lives of men. We are allowed to inspire you. We are allowed to electrify your imagination. We are allowed to say to you, pray. We are allowed to say to you, stimulate your scientists to change their thinking from destruction to the promotion of life on your planet. We are allowed to say to you, publish this idea which challenges science to access energy at the point of entry, rather than bringing destruction for the release of energy. We are allowed to say to you, challenge your scientists and challenge those who are in control of your lifestyle to make a difference to save the planet before it is too late. We cannot drop in your laps this formula. We can say, tell your physicists, tell your scientists, tell your researchers, search for this formula which is so simple, which is basically accessing energy as it enters into the earth and as it is available in the atmosphere. Revolutionize your thinking about the manner in which energy is accessed. This is your salvation. Without the understanding of this simple law, which will establish a new order of things, you cannot save your planet. How will John access this understanding of a new science and technology? In one of two ways. The instruments we speak of, instruments for renewing the earth, for repairing the ozone layer, for building ships which might be described as that which makes stones to float, that which can, as it were, almost vacuum smog and acid and the destructive elements from your environment. These instruments exist and are set aside in a tomb near that monument you call the Pyramid of Giza. If the initiate has prepared himself, an initiate of the Law of One shall enter into the Hall of Records. These instruments might there be found with the living formula of a new basis for technology and science. Now understand that the one we refer to as John is not necessarily a single man upon whom is placed the burden for bringing a new order of life to the earth. Although such a man does exist, the reincarnation of John the Beloved walks upon your earth in this time, but we make this point, which is vital that you understand. There are among you in this group some who have in earlier times been initiated into the Law of One. If you can bring yourselves to the point of remembrance in this time, you may begin to teach, to initiate again in this time, to bring initiates into the understanding of the Law of One. As one or more of you begins to make this change in consciousness, and if you can make it complete, you provide an environment in which John can come and reveal himself and establish this new order of things. We say that to point out this, that you must not wait for John to come and make a difference in this earth. It is upon you that the burden is placed, individually and personally. And how will you do it? Begin in this simple manner. Make such harmony within yourself that the argument which occurs in your own mind, the insecurity that speaks in a conversation between the poles of your mind, the conversation that exists in your mind which divides itself from self, which produces within you fear and hesitation and insecurity, that which is out of harmony within you, which makes your mind bipolar, which keeps you separated from the source of your own thought, which maintains the veil between the hemispheres of the brain, that which keeps you separated from the self maintains the law of duality and prevents the law of one or integrity, integration of the mind, the brain with its source. It keeps you separate from the source of your mind. Bring together your own self, your own wholeness, wholeness in relationship between yourself and your source, and so you access the law of one within yourself. And what will the evidence of this be? How will you know when you have harmonized with self, initiating the law of one? When you have become comfortable with yourself and with your relationship with the environment and with your neighbors, when you begin to notice that you no longer tense in the presence of another person, feeling slightly afraid that this one will disapprove or that one will not serve your interests, when you have so overcome fear with love that you are filled with confidence. Know this. Do know this and understand it. Disease does not occur in the body of a human being who knows no fear. That which you know as physical death does not occur to the body which has never known fear, unless that occupant of the body gives up his life for another, as did Jesus the Christ. The power of life and death over disease and destruction, over war and peace, that power is given to those who know love as the power of life and who do not entertain thoughts of fear. And if you can give up your belief in fear and believe instead in the law of love, you can become enlightened beings. Live as enlightened ones, as whole, as initiates of the law of one. And so you will have a voice to teach and to say, the science based on the law of fear is obsolete. Governments based on the law of fear are obsolete. Your nations around the world criticize one another. One nation criticizes the other for building barriers to hold its citizens within the country and to prevent them from leaving. The country making the criticism builds barriers around its country to keep others out. One nation keeps its citizens in, another nation builds barriers to keep others out, and they criticize one another. This is the life of disharmony. Open the barriers between nations. Tear down the walls between religions. Remove the threat of fear between you, and so you begin to understand the law of love, the law of one. The law of one is knowing that my interests are not competitive with yours.